Somebody give God a shout in this place. Come on, somebody give God a shout in this place.
I just heard something from the Lord,
and it Hallelujah.
Said, it said, got you stuck.
Yes.
There's some stuff you just got to violently break out of, church family. Cue to get you stuck. Being cool to get you stuck. Some stuff you got to take by force, amen? And we got to break into this year by force. Absolutely
so
by
force.
So
when you break in, it has to be by force. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Amen. I believe if you break out violently and then you break into violently, that there's going to be an acceleration.
Yeah.
Acceleration. Acceleration. An acceleration over your life. What you've been asking God for, now it's gonna begin to accelerate.
Yes, 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 yes. I believe that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, babe.
Amen. Amen.
Well, almost Happy New Year to each of you. Almost, almost. We got about 55 minutes or so before we get to that time of celebration, leaving the old and breaking into the new. But right before we just do a bit of transitioning, I need you to find at least three people and just hug on them and welcome them out here today. Just love on somebody. Find somebody around you. Got a lot of folk around you. Just hug on them and welcome them out tonight. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Go ahead and cut the house lights on. I want to be able to look in some eyes here as we're going to go into the message here, and not too long from now, but good evening to each of you. Good evening to each of you out there tonight. If it's your first time with us, never been to the church before, just lift your, matter of fact, just stand up. Stand up. I'm not going to say your name. Just stand up, though. Stand up. Just stand up. Stand up all over the building. You've never been here before. Come on, stand up. Stand up. Come on, all over the building. Look, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Never been to the church before. Fantastic. Great having you here tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Great having you here tonight. Thanks for coming out. God bless you. You are VIP persons tonight. you make sure that everybody around here treats you with love and admiration and honor and respect. We love that you came out and joined us in celebrating this new year approaching of 2018 in the house here at Victory Christian Center, our Liberty campus. I'm Pastor Locke, and it's my beautiful wife, Lady Gloria. Give her a hand just for her. Just for her. Amen. I'm a blessed man, Wes. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? 15 and a half years. Amen. I'm a blessed man. Going to be a marvelous time tonight. We're just going to make it do what it do. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and receive the offering. Right now, we are going to receive an offering. It's our New Year's Eve. Amen. We get excited about that. It's your last opportunity to sow. Your last opportunity to sow in the year of 2017. So I'm going to probably just give an extra 2 or 3 minutes because I know you want to write at least 6 zeros down. So you need time to write that $1 million. Somebody need to receive $1 million. No, receive giving it, not receiving it. I told the folk earlier today, you gotta have a miracle within your giving before you get a miracle in your receiving. Amen. You gotta get the order proper and correct. But just get a seed in your hand. If you're first time attending or first time with us, I don't want you feeling any pressure, certainly on this Sunday night. But certainly if the Lord is speaking to you as so. Sow a seed. I can tell you one thing about this ground here. It's fertile. It's fertile. It's good ground. It's good ground. It comes back. Amen. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold return. So if you would, just stand to your feet all over the building. I know you've been on your feet for a little bit, but just stand on your feet there all over the building and put that seed in your hand. I should have said if you need an offering envelope, the ushers can get you an envelope there. And, of course, we got text to give. Right there that you can do via your phone. Again, the last time to sow here in 2017 before we break into this new year in 2018. I'm going to ask my wife to go ahead and pray over these seeds, honey.
Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you. We thank you for this season. We thank you that this is the last offering tithe of this year.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. We thank you for what you have given us to sow tonight. And Father, we come cheerfully sowing it into
Lord.
Good ground. Father, we thank you. We can never outgive you.
Never.
Father, we thank you for the return, Father God. We thank you for the harvest. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Somebody in this place, is he everything? Come on, I know I got a few saved folk in the building. We got a few saved folk here. I like you. I'm so ready to burst into 2018. There's a lot of things in 2017 that I'm going to leave right there. I'm going to leave it right there in 2017. I'm going to leave it behind and literally burst into this new year. I'm going to ask my wife to just pray. Honey, just pray for me quickly, and then I'm going to get right to the word. If y'all can stretch your hands forth toward me, that'd be wonderful.
Hallelujah. Father, we just come before you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift your servant up. Father, we ask that you would speak to him and through him tonight.
Yes, God.
Father, we pray that you would speak and give us the nuggets that we need going into a new year.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that you would speak to us through him to break out, to break in, and things that we need to break off of our life.
Yes, Lord.
Use him in an uncanny, unusual way.
Yes.
Lord, let your signs and miracles come from him tonight. Lord, let him speak with the tongue of the learned.
Yes.
Father, bless him and anoint him in this season, in this hour. We receive him tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, honey. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dennis. Y'all can stand to y'all feet if you would to grab a hold of your Bibles. You know how we do it on a Sunday morning. We're going to make it do it like that on a Sunday night. Anybody excited about the word tonight? I believe this word is going to carry you into 2018. You may have noticed I dressed up a little bit tonight. The last couple of New Year's, I think I had on Timberlands. Another year I had on some boots and all of that. And I felt like the Lord was telling me, I need you to dress the part. Going into 2018 because it's going to be about business. So, and I'm not messing with any, the way y'all dress is fine. I'm just saying for me, it's going to be a business year. Amen. Anybody going to handle business in this 2018? It's time to handle business. It's time to stop playing games. Matter of fact, may God be glorified. May the saints be edified. May sinners be justified. And may the devil tonight be horrified. Give God some glory in this place right now. If you would, turn your Bibles to Acts 16, verse 25. Right around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundation. I need you to push five people and tell them, it's my time. Come on, five, 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 five. That was only three. That was only three. Some of y'all ain't touched nobody. What in the world? Come on now. If you don't touch nobody, turn to your neighbor and say, did you tell anybody? Did you talk to anybody tonight? You talk to anybody tonight? You talk to anybody? Now go backwards with me for a moment. Go backwards with me. Acts 12, verse 1. Acts 12, verse 1. We want to chart this particular text right here. I'm going to give you some Bible tonight. So those of you that take notes tonight because I really believe this will set your year up. How many of you believe, and I said it a little bit earlier, the way that you end the year is the way that you will enter the next year? How many of you are undoubtedly expecting the greatest year of your life? Let me hear you. If you're expecting the greatest year of your life, let me hear you shout to the heavens. How many of you are ready to make a proclamation tonight and say, this will be the greatest year of my life? Come hell, come high water, come whatever comes against me, this is going to be the best year. My best days are ahead of me. The Bible says that my latter days shall be greater than my... Some of you need to get mad. Some of you just, you just flat out need to get mad at the devil, not at your mama, not at your cousin, not at your friend, not at the folk that are fake, phony, and indifferent, because we all got them. What you need to do is get mad at the devil, because he's the one that will try to mess up your year. But you need to look at somebody and say, not today, devil, not this year, devil. This is going to be the greatest year of my life. Matter of fact, look at me right now. Tell somebody, look at me. You got 43 more minutes to see what I'm going to look like, because when 2018 comes, my whole countenance going to change. My whole appearance going to change. My body language going to change. I'm going to get finer. I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to lose weight. I need a wife to tell her husband right quick, I'm about to get finer in 43 minutes. Y'all, you better check me out. I need a wife to tell her husband, you better act right. Yeah, because this is, you better act right. Because I'm getting finer as the days go by. Am I talking to anybody in here? Am I talking to a woman out there? Am I talking to a single woman that's saying, this is going to be my year. I'm going to find my Boaz this year. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ran into Tyrone in 2017, but the devil is a liar. That's why I'm still single. I don't want nothing to do with Tyrone. I need a single woman to just yell, where's my Boaz? Never know. This is your, oh my God, y'all getting me excited. This is your year. This is the greatest year of your life. You will never have seen a year like you about. I would receive this if out. You will have never received a year and seen a year like you about to walk into. You about to walk into the greatest moments of your life. God has this moment in time set in store for your life. You are going to break in. You are going to If you receive that, say, I receive. Oh, let me get to this Bible right here. I'm going to run out of time. About that time, Acts 12, verse 1. About that time, King Herod Agrippa began to persecute some believers in the church. He had the apostle James, John's brother, killed with a sword. When Herod saw how much this pleased the Jewish people, he also arrested Peter. Then he imprisoned him. Him who? Him, Peter. Placing him under the guard of four squads of four soldiers. Wait a minute. How is it that one man needs to be guarded by 16 people? Must be something on him. It got real quiet, but you need to know right now that when there's a whole lot of attack coming at you, there must be something on your life. Ooh, man. Stop fussing and complaining about how everybody's against you. Everybody against you means something's on you. People only come against you because they want what you got. Oh, my Lord Jesus. He imprisoned and placed him under the guard of four squads, four soldiers each, as I told you. Herod intended to bring Peter out for public trial after the Passover. But while Peter was in prison, the church prayed very earnestly for him. Ooh-wee. Whether you go to this church or whether you do not go to this church, let me tell you right now, it is pivotal that you be in a church that will pray for you. It is pivotal that you be in a place that when you're in a prison, now I'm not talking about a physical prison. Now, I know in a church on a crowded night like tonight, there's some bodies who have actually been in a physical prison. But there are people here tonight that are in a prison in their mentality. You cannot break out of this stinking thinking. And even as I'm telling you, 2018 is going to be your greatest year, you have a hard time seeing past your situation. But the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I'm trying to shake your thinking pattern tonight. I want you to think favored. I want you to think blessed. I want you to think overcome. I want you to think healed. I want you to think prosperous. I want you to think rich. I want you to think wealthy. I want you to think strong. I want you to think fine. I want you to think vibrant. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Get to a church where somebody gonna pray for you. Everybody in here ought to have a friend you can call that you can just say, baby, I need you to pray for me. Everybody in here ought to have somebody you can call where you just tell them, I need you to pray for me, and they'll even ask you what it's about. Because can't we be honest in the church tonight? Sometimes you don't want to reveal what you need prayer about. And why is it that if I haven't been in the church the last 3 weeks, you can't pray for me? Well, we ain't seen you. What does that have to do with you praying for me? Get to a church. If this is not your church home and you belong to another church, make sure you're under a covering that will pray for you. Oh, and by the way, I wasn't just talking about the physical church, because I can't remember the last time that pew prayed for me. I can't remember the last time this podium prayed for me. I can't remember the last time that cross on the church prayed for me. I'm talking about the people praying for you. That's why you sure enough got to get to a praying, fasting, decreeing, declaring, revelation church, a church that's founded and based upon the Bible of Jesus Christ. Am I in the right place tonight? Because I want to give you something that's very, very true and very evident, is that prayer penetrates prison. Yeah. Prayer penetrates prison. I don't care where you are. I don't care what happened in 2017. Some of you all have lost loved ones. Some of you all went through a divorce. Some of you all went through rape and molestation. All kinds of nonsense happened in 2017. Some of you lost businesses, lost houses, lost money. That happened to some of you. Some of you, honestly, don't want to let go of this year. What I mean is, it was the greatest year of your life. So you're like, Lord, These last 36 minutes, no, I don't want to. People are at different stages in different places, but we're all headed to greatness, amen? The night before, watch this, let me go, verse 6. The night before Peter was to be placed on trial, he was asleep. Now, you need to know that Peter was in process to be put to death the next day. But while he was on trial, he was asleep. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, are y'all getting that? His life was to be executed the next day. But instead of panicking, Peter has slobber drool. Peter was knocked out. Oh, lean on three people and tell them, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. You, why? Okay, why? Okay, now tell them this, because God's already worked it out. No, oh, wait. Oh, somebody missed that. Because you heard it said, God's gonna work it out. God don't have to do something that he's already done. God, oh, if you need God to work something out, sit up, shout, and sit back down right now. Others stood guard at the prison gate. Watch this. Suddenly. There was a bright light in the cell, and an angel of the Lord stood before Peter. The angel struck him on the side and said to him, awake. Wait a minute, the angel comes to the prison, this bright light shines. Peter's asleep, he's about to be put to death. The bright light shines in the prison. Watch this. The angel strikes Peter on the side. He says, quick, get up. Somebody yell, get up.
Get up.
The next thing that you should be saying to yourself when you start feeling sorry for yourself. When you go to a couple of hiccups in 2018, it's going to happen to you. I'd like to tell you every day in 2018 is going to be the greatest day of your life. But you're going to have a couple of things. That's just kind of how life goes, amen? Seasons change according to Ecclesiastes. But like the angel told Peter, you literally got to get in the, some of you got to get in the mirror and you got to talk to yourself. Okay, stop acting like you don't talk to yourself. Stop it right now. Everybody in here, you talk to yourself. Come on, come on. You talk to yourself. You be in the car, you talk to yourself. Come on. You pulled up on somebody, you've done it. Just like I have. You have pulled up on somebody, you looked over, you're like, what in the world is going on? They're in a full-out conversation with themselves. They ain't on the phone. Anybody have a conversation with themselves? Be honest right now. Anybody ever got mad at themselves? Like, you knucklehead, I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you said those words. Somebody say, get up. And the chains fell off his wrists. Wait a minute, he's chained. He's under guard. He's about to be put to death the next day, you all. See, he's about to break out. Somebody say, get up. And the chains fell off his wrist, and the angel told him, get dressed and put on your sandals. And he did. Now, put on your coat and follow me, the angel ordered. Okay, this is so important. I got to give you this because the angel said, quick, get up. Say, get up. When the angel told Peter to get up, he told Peter, he said, change your clothes and put your coat on and put your good shoes on. We about to get up out of here. Oh, don't y'all miss this. Why is this so important? Because Peter had on prison clothes. So he told Peter, get dressed. Get that garbage off your body and get your good clothes on. Watch this. The angel knew that the guards were fast comatose. So he told Peter, you ain't got to be in no hurry. They ain't going to wake up. I'm trying to tell you, you can't enter into this new season with them same clothes on. Oh, wait a minute, right now. I'm trying to, okay, I need a wife to tell her husband I need a new wardrobe. I said, I need a wife to tell her I need a new wardrobe. Tell your husband, I need a new wardrobe. And here's the word from the husbands to the wives. I'll pray about it. Come on, tell them. I'll pray about it. I'm going to pray about it. Ask me in 2018 if I'm a... I need you to look at the person next to you dead serious, and I need you to tell them, I need a new wardrobe. Nah, this ain't about clothes. No. I need a new mentality. See, this is one of those nights where you literally tell the person next to you, look at me, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to change. There's some stuff that's going to be on me that's going to be different in this next year. See, I need a new wardrobe. See, the angel was telling Peter, no, we're not going into this season looking the same. I know they was going to kill you. I know they was, and I know you got them raggedy clothes on. See, there's something about being in prison. Again, I've never been in prison. But there's something about being in prison where you got to wear a uniform. Most prisons, you got to wear a uniform. Now, the uniform is for a number of reasons. But I know one of the reasons for the uniform is the mentality. Because the one thing that prison attempts to do is to strip your mentality, your mindset. And it strips you of that. So when you're in this place that you can be in right now, you don't think straight. You don't think right. You don't think he's able. See, a song just becomes a song for you. So when we say, Lord, you are good, your love is better than life. See, that's just a song to you. But that's not something that you've actually seen God activate in your life. So it's almost a Romans 12 and 2, you got to be transformed. By what? By the renewing of your mind. You got to change the way you think. Ooh, put your hands on your heads right now and just say, my thinking is going to the next level in 2018. So Peter left the cell, followed the angel, but all the time he thought it was a vision. He didn't realize it was actually happening. They passed the first and the second guard post and came to the iron gate leading to the city, and this opened for them all by itself. My gosh, there's so much there. Boy, I don't even have time to unpack that. There's so much there. But the bottom line is the gate opened by itself. The gate that the prison guards were actually, this place was guarded at every point. But because Peter was called to break out, and it was his time. Somebody say, it's my time. When it's your time, it's your time. When it's your time, can't nobody get in the way. When it's your time, it's your time. It ain't somebody else's time. It's your time. One thing you got to be able to celebrate, though, is you got to be able to celebrate when it's somebody else's time. Because I'm going to tell you right now, your blessing will be measured by how you celebrate somebody else's. I need to tell you right now, you won't be the first person that'll be blessed in 2018, but how you celebrate their blessing will be a measuring stick to what God is going to do for you. Don't be no hating in 2018. Celebrate your neighbor's blessing. Celebrate your enemy. Oh, y'all, you didn't like that, huh? But the Bible says that we are to pray for those who spitefully use us. Those who even doing harm to you, pray for them in this next season. Peter finally came to his senses. It's really true. The Lord has sent his angel and saved me from Herod and from what the Jewish leaders had planned to do to me. When he realized this, he went home to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many were gathered for prayer. There's that word again. He knocked at the door gate, and a servant game named Rhoda came to open it. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was overjoyed. Instead of opening the door, she ran back inside and told everyone, Peter is standing at the door. Okay, break this down, Pastor. Here it is, this household, they're praying for Peter. They know Peter is about to be executed the next day. They're praying for Peter vehemently. Thee and all in the household, they're praying for Peter, praying for Peter. Lord, save him. Lord, save him. Don't let him die out there. This man is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Save this man, Lord. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. Pop, pop, pop. All of a sudden, this girl named Rhoda, not Rhonda, Rhoda. She runs to the door. She sees Peter. She's like, ah! She then runs back. Peter's at the door like, oh, like, what? Why didn't y'all let me in? She's so blown away that God has answered the... God has answered the prayer, and it makes her so excited that she doesn't even open the door. She runs back and tells everybody, Peter is out at the door. So what has happened is that the prayers of the righteous have availed. What you praying for? Who are you talking to? Who are you telling you need something? Who are you sharing your dreams with? I'm calling this a year that you will no longer share your dreams with dream killers. You will no longer share it with those who are hating on you, don't want to see you blessed, don't want to see you prosper. As long as you're with them, girlfriend, and you ain't got no man, everything is cool. But as soon as you get a man, all of a sudden he ugly. No, he not ugly, he just not your man. Okay, get back to the word, get back to the word. I need a single woman to say, this is my year to follow Jesus like never before. I tricked you, see that? I tricked you, I tricked you. You thought I was gonna say something about some man. I did that on purpose. Because you don't need to be worried about no man. Amen. The Lord will send somebody to you just like he did for my wife. He just sent me to her. No, he did. I've joked around and said that she chased me. She didn't. The Lord sent me to a church some years ago, December 1999. The Lord sent me there, and I know one of the reasons that the Lord sent me there was to marry that woman. I didn't know that going in. Had no idea. Nor was I looking. But then some revelation comes to me literally about 2 years later, and all of a sudden I begin to look at her in a different way. I began to think like, oh, she prays so good. Oh, she looks so saved and holy. Please. I was like, oh, she finer than a mug. Woo, we got some pretty kids. Anybody ever did that? Now, y'all, don't y'all play around. Don't y'all play around, especially in them light-skinned years. Those of you about my age, everybody wanted to marry a light-skinned dude. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Like Dennis, everybody wanted to marry somebody that looked like that. Stand up, Dennis. Everybody wanted to marry a light-skinned dude. Everybody, my kids to be pretty, you know. I want my kids to be pretty. It's the 2000s now. Dark is in now. Hallelujah. Come on, Rick. Come on, Rick. Dark is in, brother. Come on, Rick. Spin around, brother. Spin around. Look at that. Dark is in. Hershey bar. Hershey bar is in like a mug. Y'all silly, man. Y'all silly. Y'all silly. Hershey bar. I just heard Ronnie say, you can look, but he taking. You can look, though. But he's showing up taking. That's all my Hershey bar right there, brother. Acts 16. One day as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated, watch this, that he turned and said to the demon within her, that's power now, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ," somebody yell Jesus, "to come out of her," and it instantly left her. Ooh, tell the person on your right, there's still power in that name. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul and Silas, dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. The whole city was in an uproar because of these Jews. They shouted to the city officials, "They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice." A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten, y'all. And they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. Let me tell you one thing right now. Sometimes prison is your best place. Sometimes prison is the only place God can get a hold of you. Because prison settles you down. I'm not talking about a physical prison. Nobody wants to go to a physical prison. I'm talking about a prison where stuff stops. Some of you are in that place right now. Stuff has just stopped around you. It's just not moved as briskly and as quickly as you would have liked it. And you're believing God, as my wife was speaking up here earlier, that there's going to be an acceleration in 2018. But how many of you all know and believe and understand, especially as grown folk in here, that a few mistakes in life will make you reevaluate what's most important in your life? Come on, somebody help me in this place. It'll make you reevaluate what really is important. So the jailer, he's ordered to make sure they don't escape. So the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Wait a minute. Not just a regular dungeon. I got a couple of guys I want to use here. So he has these two prisoners. He puts them into the inner dungeon. So if there's an inner dungeon, that means there's an outer dungeon. And I would suggest that more than likely all of the harsh criminals, the ones that are killing folk, the ones that are doing the most heinous crimes, even in that day, they put them in the inner prison. The inner prison is where the toughest guards are. Some of you are working the prison system in here. And you all know verbatim where they put some of the most heinous criminals. They isolate them in a certain place. And they usually put the toughest people over there to ensure there's no escape. But in verse 25, it says around midnight. So they're in prison. Right around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Watch this. And the other prisoners were listening. I began to think, if this was 2017, and it is, and if we were to bring Acts 16:16-34, and we would bring it to today, and we got like a Paul and Silas of today, and I began to think, church family, what song would maybe Paul and Silas be singing? Because remember now, the Bible says that they began to sing hymns. It wasn't just one song. There were multiple songs. And maybe this was one of the songs. We don't know.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
They're in prison, y'all.
There is no shadow of turning with thee.
Yeah.
Thou changest not.
Yeah, maybe that was a song. Yeah, yeah.
They fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be.
Now watch this. When they were singing, they weren't worried about anybody else. Who were they singing to? They were singing unto the Lord. There were other prisoners around them, but their thoughts and their matters were simply just upon them. Now, the Bible says that this song and this hymn was so strong. Anybody got a song in them out there? This song and this hymn was so strong that it literally caused the chains. What type of song? You need a new song. You need, lean on somebody and say you need a new song. So I began to think, what was that song what was that song when we believe the chain, because the chains fell off of Paul and Silas. So what was that song? Yeah, yeah. That would be a nice one. That would. But I believe another song could be this one right here. Yeah. As they got up. Chains fell off. Chains on their wrists. Chains on their ankles. They fell off. Maybe they had all the prisoners sing this. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that was a song.
Don't know how, but you did it.
Yeah. This is the type of year you're walking into right now. I'm telling you. I don't know how you did it, but you did. I got 10 people that know that song.
Made a way.
Yeah. If you know that song, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Standing here.
Chains gonna fall off.
Not knowing how we'll get through this test.
They didn't know. They had no idea.
Holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. When it looks as if you can't win, step in.
Uh-huh. Yes, God.
Everything we need you supply. You got this in control.
You made a way. Come on.
Now we know you made a way.
Come on, church.
When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, standing here
only because you made
a way.
See, they didn't know. See, because I believe a song you can remain. I believe a song like you made. I believe you sing a song before the manifestation happens. I believe you tell God you made a way even when the way hasn't actually the way actually hasn't physically manifested itself, but you're telling God you made a way. Why? Watch this. Because God never has to catch up with you. He's already done it. We often tell God, God, I need you to do this. God, I need you to do that. I need you to understand in 2000, he's already done it. What you want to do is to get into position so that you can see the manifestation of what he's done. God is God. He don't have to do anything. Everything that is to be in the earth has already been established. You mean to tell me my entire life has already been written? Absolutely. What God is doing right now as we're in this church, he's watching over his word. Because the Bible says he watches over his word to make sure the word performs itself. And let me tell at least 50 people in here, if God said it, God is. Wait a minute. So as they're singing this song around midnight, they're singing these hymns. The other prisoners, they're listening too. Suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Somebody say suddenly. There was a massive earthquake. And the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell. Okay, some of them missed that, Robbie, because what I'm telling you for Rob and Bill is that, see, when they sang the song, And the chains fell off.
Yes, yes.
Not only were they free.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
But all of y'all got free. Oh, and whom the Son sets free is. Give God some glory right there. The jailer, who's like a Pastor Mike, the jailer, the Bible says that the jailer is so messed up, he's so confused, he like, what in the world? Man, they done put me over these boys done sang a song, and chains is falling off, and prisoners is walking out of their cells, and this boy, the Bible says he was going to kill himself. And the Bible says Peter and John said, no, don't kill yourself. We all here. We here. And then this is so good, everybody. The song was so good that the prison guard asked, what I need to do to get saved? Somebody help me. Oh, my Lord. Okay. I need to tell 100 people, God gonna bless you so good on your job that your co-workers gonna come over to you and say, what must I do to get saved? Because I want that type of favor on my life. I want that type of blessing on my life. I want that type of glory on my life. It was Peter and John's opportunity to evangelize. Oh, that's where we're going tonight. I'm telling you, God is going to give you an opportunity to evangelize. He said, what must we do to be saved? It was as though Peter and John said, oh, we've been waiting for that question all night. They led him to the Lord. Matter of fact, come here, Pastor. They led the prison guard to the Lord. And as they led him to the Lord, and he is so redeemed, he is so renewed, he is so inculcated with glory that the Bible says he then leaves and his whole household gets saved. If you're believing God for a family member to get saved, you need to give God some radical praise right now. If you're saying, I need my sister saved, I need my auntie saved, if you're in this place right now, and I believe you are, if you're in this place right now and you're saying, listen, I'm not going into 2018. I'm not going into 2018 the way I was in 2017. I need more of God. I need to renew my relationship, my commitment with Jesus. I need more of, I want you to run down to this altar right quick, right now, right now. Say, excuse me, right where you are. Come down to this altar. Come quickly. That's it. They're coming quickly, quickly. Come down. Come down. You're saying, I'm not going into 2018. Come down from the balcony area. Come on, come down. Come rushing down. I'm not going into this year. I am going to be a full follower of Jesus Christ. Look at all these folk coming down here, church family. Give God some praise in this place. I'm not going into the next year. Praise the Lord. Make some room if you would. Come on, help me out, leaders. Help me out. Make sure. Come on, help me out. Come on. I'm not going into this year. I'm not going into this year the same. I'm not. Look at the Lord. Look at the Lord. Look at the Lord. Would y'all look at the Lord? Look at what the Lord has done. What the Lord has done. All these beautiful folk, all these beautiful men and women saying, this is my year. Lift your hands right where you are. You're at the altar. This is a heart decision. This is a heart decision. You're saying, listen. Listen, I'm leaving the past right where it was in the past. The greatest thing that you can do before that clock strikes midnight in about 6 minutes, the greatest thing that you can do is to completely and totally give your life to Jesus. Totally. No holds barred whatsoever. Not playing no games. Not doing this church thing, let me tell you right now, hear me when I say it, there is absolutely no magic to being saved when the clock strikes midnight and then living the rest of the year any old kind of way. There's no magic to that. Absolutely not. God's not concerned. I need to let you know that God doesn't operate on a clock. Believe you me, when midnight hits and we are officially into 2018, God is not going to be blowing a horn. He holds time in his hand. I'm saying all that to say that this is the most important decision that you will make the entire year. And it's simply to say, Lord, I am yours. I am completely giving myself, my life, my heart to you. Lift your hands and repeat after me if you would. Those of you at the altar, and if the Lord is speaking to you out there, you can do the same. I want you to say, Father God, here I am tonight, broken before you. Father God, I ask that you receive me just as I am, broken, hurt, needing a Savior in my life. I come off the throne of my own heart and I completely give my heart totally to you. Father God, I repent of every sin that I have committed, and I ask you to receive me tonight. Today, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior, and from this moment, I am saved, set free, and delivered. Amen. Let's give God some praise. Come on, y'all, the heavens are rejoicing. The heavens are rejoicing, church family. We got about 3 minutes or so. And I'm going to ask you to find your family in just a moment. The last few years, man, we've like let down balloons. It just went crazy and all of that. The Lord just has something different for me this year. So we're not going to quite do it like that when midnight hits. You're going to be with your family. And then afterward, we'll celebrate, probably going to a finishing song. We'll do that. A couple minutes. Just pop that up on the screen for me so I know exactly where we at on the time. What's your name? Shanice. This is your girlfriend, right? Okay. Is it okay if I say publicly what you're battling with? You're battling with stage 4 bone cancer and breast cancer. Believe in God for your healing tonight. Stretch your hands for. I need every believer in this place right now to stretch your hands for. Father God, I'm believing you for a healing for Shanice right now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I call your body healed in the name of Yeshua of Nazareth. Body line up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give God glory for her healing in the name of Jesus. Take over her body right now. Take over her mind. Take over her spirit. You got abundant life to live, Shanice. Abundant life. God is bigger than cancer, and I come against anybody in this place that's dealing with any level of sickness whatsoever. I come against that now in the name. You are healed. You are set free in Jesus' name. Yeah. Find your family real quick. Find your family. Find your family. Find your family. Where's my clock? Where's my clock? Find your family. Find your family right quick. Find your family. If you're here by yourself, just maybe try to connect with somebody. Just try to connect with somebody. Yeah. We're just going to pray our way into this new year. Father God, as we are connected with one another, tonight of 50 seconds, find your family, find a friend, find somebody. As we're connected tonight, Father, we're decreeing that this will be the greatest year of our lives. Father God, we'll believe in you for great expectations, great things, greater things than we've ever experienced in our life. And as we go into these last 20 seconds of 2017, we are decreeing blessing, favor, honor, health, finances, strength, authority, and we're going to break out and break into the new year of 2018. Hallelujah! Yeah! Come on, love on somebody, hug on them. Wish them a happy new year. Happy new year, everybody. Hey, we couldn't go into the year without our song. Come on. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed. We're blessed. I need to worship team.
We're blessed when we come, when we go.
Come on, cast it down.
Cast down every storm. right? Here we go, here we go. Right here, right here, right here. Late in the midnight hour,
God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor.
Come on.
Late in the midnight hour,
turn around.
God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor.
Go and tell somebody, come on.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor.
Yes, it will, yeah, yeah.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around.
And around,
and around,
and around,
and around, and around, and around.
Say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
come on,
yeah,
let's party,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah.
Say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Tell you right.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor.
Wait a minute. 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 I promise I'm gonna let you go in about 2 or 3 minutes. I need you to find somebody that you don't know. Come on, quickly. Go. Make yourself uncomfortable. Go find somebody you don't know. Come on, quick, 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 quick. You can't be hugging or kissing on somebody you don't know. You don't know them. But if they hugged and kissed on you and you don't know them, slap them in their face real quick. Tell them, I ain't going into 2018 like that. Don't you put your nasty lips on me. Did you find them? Did you find them? You don't know them, right? You don't know them. You don't know them. You don't know them, right? You don't know them. All right. You don't know them? Okay, look in their face right quick, come on. Tell them, tell them, tell them right here, tell them, right here, right here, tell them, tell them, tell them, tell them. Late in the midnight hour,
God's gonna turn around. It's gonna work in your favor.
Late
in the midnight hour,
I gotta go tell somebody.
God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor.
I gotta tell somebody, come on.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor.
I gotta tell somebody.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor.
Yeah.
Favor.
Come on, tell somebody.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. He's gonna work in your favor.
Yeah.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. He's gonna work in your favor.
Say bless, 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 bless. Praise in this place. As I get to say the first blessing of 2018, you don't want to miss next Sunday, January 7th, as we begin our new series, Break Out, Break Into. I'm going to preach a word next Sunday called Mind Shift. Mind Shift. You do not want to miss next Sunday, 10 a.m. I look forward to seeing all of you out. Listen, lift your hands all over the building. Keep your eyes open. My wife and I are going to do our best to quickly get out there and just hug on you and wish each of you a happy, happy new year. Just believe in God unequivocally, you all. This will be our greatest year. Amen. our greatest year. In this year of 2018, we bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you coming and we bless you going. We bless all that you have your hands to that is God intended for your very purpose. We bless this new season. It's a new season. We bless this new season of your life. We bless your homes, your jobs, your finances. Somebody say, I'm going to get my money right in 2018. Now, I'm going to get my money in right. Matter of fact, let me speak to some bank accounts right now. You're blessed and you're highly favored. You are a giver, you are a tither, you are a sower, you're going to have checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, abundance, more than what you can. Anybody receive that over their money?
Yeah.
Bless your health. I bless your hopes and your dreams. Together we do. We tell you each and every week, God's given us one amazing life to live. All you can do is live the very best that you can. But along the way, be excited, energetic, full of life, so much so that you do what?
Give it away.
Love on somebody once again before you get out of here. Happy New Year. God bless you. We love you.